Hello world, this is Kevin Pascal and you are tuned in to another episode of the Hinted Neuron Podcast. On this episode of the podcast, you hear me talk with Dio. Dio is a UI UX designer, he's also a product designer. He does product design and product research, and he does design generally, anything around the design space. So we talked a bit about design, but largely we talked about society, societal issues and comments around society and problems in society and all this cool stuff. So if you like this podcast, please leave a review with 5 stars on Apple Podcast. If you are new, please subscribe, share my episode to your friends and on social media. And now here's my conversation with Dio. I am here with Dio. Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Okay. Good evening. My name is Tim Dio Falajin. For full. And then, yeah, you called me Dio. I'm Dio also. You can call me that too.
Yeah. Okay. So, Dio, you are a designer. I think you are UX designer, product designer, yeah?
Yeah, I'm a product designer. And then, yeah, UX, if you can say so. That's the book. They both go some way.
Okay, we'll probably talk about design, but what's your day like maybe on a good day, what would you be find? What would I find you doing?
Well, on a good day, you find me listening to Khaled music while designing. I think that's my default mode per se. Yeah, I can say that. Or you can actually find me listening to Don Toliver.
Sorry. Yeah. I didn't get you now because we didn't talk about what UI UX because of those days. I think what's UI UX that might seem like a foreign word or foreign acronym.
Well, UI means user interface. UX means user experience, and then apparently user interface is what you see is what you get, more like. And then user experience is, I think user experience is the backbone of what UI is. When I say user experience, I'm talking about what a user can actually experience using a particular product, do you understand? It can vary from A to Z, do you understand? And then that is why once you see someone that does UX, congratulate the person because it thinks a lot, makes a lot of research. So it can basically tell you how we are going to do something. Like, you know, when someone has this vast knowledge about something and then he has made research about a lot of things, imagine a UX person working with a UI person and then they're working on a project that deals with charity. Do you understand? A UX person can actually give the statistics of people that are giving charities and then the reason why people give charities. Like, and then, you know, he will find some advice things for you and then you'll be like, wow, are you knowledge hunter? Nope, that's his work. That's his niche. Or that's a niche. you're a niche. I'm more like.
Okay, so you guys design apps and design interfaces of apps and search how the user flow is going to be. All that is interesting. So for you as like, because I see designers as amazing people here, because I'm not really good at designing things that might appease, like put a gun to my head, design something that do good for 100 billion people. I don't think I'm that person. I don't like to stress myself with details of alignment and all this and colors and all those things. You probably see the world a way and it might be interesting what goes on in your head. So, on a normal day like this, or let's just start from right from when you were little, how did you start to like perceive the world, I guess, or what are those things that you were conscious of growing up? You know, those little things that you began to, you know, like start becoming conscious of them and how you perceive the world. For me, I guess that's like how people usually develop all these mindsets.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, more like
start to incline towards a particular niche or career.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing is, depends on depends on the way you see the world. And then people say, I see the world differently. But even there is this particular way, and there is particular experience everybody has in common. Do you understand? And then it possibly can be the way they see the world. And then, you know, as a designer, I have different ways of seeing the world. That is me being a designer. And me being a normal person. As a designer, I see the world I see the world with faults. Do you understand? Because, you know, as a designer, you tend to look for faults and then you like to correct them. More like, you know, when you see something, I say, no, this shouldn't be so. Let's try and change this to this and then probably just move this a little bit to this. Do you understand? But as a person, I see the world as an inevitable place, and then, you know, mistake is inevitable also. So I appreciate it when I see people acknowledging their mistakes, and then which is a factor that is being neglected in our society now. More like,
there's a certain way you see the world, and then you like try to like. Although I want to like expand on all this right now, and try to like, I like to pick people's brain on podcasts, and I like stories too. So for you right now, you know, as you were growing up, let me just ask, like, while growing up, what were some things that like you just didn't like right from a young age perceive that as no, like, because why do I see one bit do this thing, all those certain things that you didn't like? What were those things?
I hate pride, because pride, I think nothing really ends well with pride. You might think it does, but it doesn't. Do you understand? And then I think pride is the major thing I basically don't like. And then, because once I see someone that has pride, I saw the person as, okay, come. You are nothing compared to everybody. Or should I say, you are not better than everybody. Do you understand? Because, you know, once someone is proud, he sees himself better, even if it is in a particular niche. Do you understand? And then that is where humility comes in. Humility is a virtue that should be promoted. You know you are up to something. Do you understand? Humility comes naturally. Like, you are up to something. But you just try to, you just act like, okay, this thing I'm up to, everybody can do it. I'm actually just probably favored for me to be able to do this thing. You understand? So it doesn't make me better than others. Let me use that word. Doesn't make me better than others. Like, me coming on this podcast and talking doesn't make me better than others. Do you understand? Or me trying to say my view about the world doesn't make me better than others. Do you understand? So that is it. And then pride. People actually know or have had relationships with, I mean, normal relationship. Pride didn't end well with them. Because, you know, once you realize you're proud, you realize you've wasted time. Like, it's more like pride eats up your time. And then you get so, you beat up yourself, and then you can't even make up for that time anymore. And then a lot of things just go down with someone that realizes, okay, he has been proud for a particular time. And then it's actually hard for you to make someone that is proud understand that he's proud. Like, how do you explain? It comes with a natural talent to talk to someone. And that's why I feel anyone that is proud, I leave him on his own lane, or you are on his own lane, because how can I talk you down? Once you are seeing me as your inferior, so how can I talk you down to it? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Like, there is no way I can talk you down to listening to me.
Yeah. You just mentioned something down that I think is like synonymous to some current happenings right now about this guy that got killed in the boarding school, Sylvester.
Yeah.
So I think, like, for people who attended boarding school, and I saw it in, like, people. There was a lot of pride in people, and like, just people that were a class ahead of you.
Yeah.
And you had to call them seniors.
Senior.
And these people were full with like a lot of wickedness and rage. So they could beat you, slap you, take your food, take your money, for like the smallest of things. And I think all those things are as a result of like what you were saying prior to, and like people are not really conscious of how they behave. They give in to their most animalistic instincts of wanting to be dominant and others. That need to, for their ego to like be above other people's own.
Yeah,
and I think like it's really dangerous. Not just the fact that it is like bad, it could be dangerous. I mean, some sense, some kind of humility and some kind of pride might be like maybe good. I don't know if somebody is like talking about their work, they can do that. But like I just feel like if your pride is like harmful for, or if your pride it gets to the point where it's harmful for other people, then we can say it's really bad then, I guess.
Yeah, more like you said something about your pride should be that times whereby your pride should be actually be exercised. Well, I can't call that pride because I would basically say you are knowing your worth. Do you understand? And then once you know your worth, just like me knowing my worth, I don't like poor people. Do you understand? And then I can't be with them because the moment they hug, like I get irritated. And then, you know, getting angry is stress on its own. So I like to avoid that and then be on my own lane. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, but well, then is, there is a difference between knowing your worth and being proud. Do you understand? And then, you know, being proud comes mostly in whole directions. Like you feel like, okay, why would this be happening? And then you feel, okay, you are bigger than this. And apparently you are not. You know, we were speaking about football recently, and then we were making comparison about Ronaldo and Messi. And then people were like, Ronaldo is an evil player. He played in the evils and then played in all of that. And then Messi was playing Copa America. Apparently, you have only three countries that are actually good. And then I was like, is it Messi's fault that it was given bad to in South America? It is not his fault. You can't blame him for that. So now he has to know his worth. And then regardless of whatever backlash, you understand, he still wants to be the best. So as Ronaldo, do you understand what I'm trying to say? So it is basically a thing, and there are two different things. Like, you know, when you're proud, you would see everything as wrong. Even you can apparently see God and say God is not good. Do you understand? Because if you, and no, that is why, and that is why you have people questioning the fact that why is God this and why is God that. You know, like, you know what, you call someone a god. You call someone a god. Almighty. Like, almighty. Do you know, whatever God does, it is doing. Do you understand? Like, just for example. So it is not like, there is this, and then I used to tell people that are proud, there is someone greater than you. Like, apparently, in one corner somewhere, not trying to tell people that he's great. But he is. And then he knows he is. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? He knows he is. And then he tends to keep it that way. I am great. And the reason why I'm great is because I'm great for myself. I actually covet this greatness. And I actually got it for myself. I'm achieved. Do you understand? So now, me all being told from any other person, is something bad. You understand? It's something bad. You get? And then, you know, bad is relative, like people say. So, but apparently, you know, when you are trying to rub off something on someone, it's obviously bad.
So, for you now, do you think, like, greatest problem in society now, the ego or pride of people? Or what do you think, like, the most prevalent problem?
Negligence.
Right? Okay.
Negligence. You know, the thing is, I did psychology, and then with this psychology, I did psychology 101, like people say, and I furthered also into psychology. And then I realized that there is this thing called ego, superego, and Heidi. Apparently, everybody will know it. You understand? Ego is the complete form of these things. You understand? And then, as in as much as psychology will paint it, Ego still has this kind of ego, like ego feels like a human yourself. You know, ego is like a human yourself. Do you understand? Like you, like a consciousness in a consciousness. That's what ego is. And then every consciousness will never want to hurt itself. Do you understand? Now it has. Now there is a battle of which consciousness is stronger. But people tend to give in to their ego. Apparently, my ego wants me to tell the world that I've actually made 100 million before and I want to step on people. And then, but no, my conscience will tell me that this thing is bad. That is now, and that is why you have, like I used to tell, like I was, you know, there was this particular person that used to call me a therapist, more like, and then the person will tell me, I tell the person that you have to set a trigger to actions. Do you understand? And this trigger will be the ones to determine. You know, once you set a trigger, this trigger starts as a neutral ground. You understand? The trigger will serve as a neutral ground to accept anything. You know, once you set a trigger, you get angry less. You make good decisions. Do you understand? And then, you know, I get a lot of questions. How do you set trigger? It's easy. Like, it's easy. You have your ego, you have your conscience, like you're okay now. You have a consciousness called ego, and you have your another consciousness called your mind. Do you understand? Now, your mind has to satisfy what the ego wants. Do you understand? And then I'm here to tell you that your ego wants you to always be at the top, which apparently you don't have to. Your ego wants to tell you that you are better than everybody in the world. You are not. Do you understand? So now, and then this thing comes in a very unnoticeable manner. You think it is your mind. You think that is who you are. Do you understand? And then, you know, when you see someone that actually conquered this thing, you see their lifestyle. You think they are mad. They are not. Apparently, I'm still dealing with some of my ego issues. Do you understand? But still, once you see someone that has conquered this thing, you would basically know. Like, it comes through from the dressing itself. Do you understand? And then it goes, once you start engaging the person to a conversation, you know. And then the moment you go to the person's crib, you'll be like, wow, so you that I was speaking to, and then you are looking like this. So these are the things you are doing in your personal space, and the person be like, well, what can I say? And that's true. What can you say? Did you say I did this? It's good to count achievements. It's good for people to know your achievements. And at the same time, people don't really care. Like I would tell, like I tell people, I don't care. You tell me you've achieved this. If you're not really listening to me, I don't care. Do you understand? I don't care because I don't know you. Do you understand? Well, it comes in different ways, though.
Yeah. So, apart from me, I think what you're saying resonates with me because there's this book, Ego is the Enemy. I've forgotten the author now, although I've not really fully read the book before, but I've seen it somewhere. And then it talks about certain things, probably just the same ideas that you're saying right now. So, like, in society right now, I tend to see, like, you know, some of them I try to comment on them, some of them I bring people on this podcast, like, comment on them. And sometimes I get, like, a lot of criticism just from saying things that about society I don't like. And that's, like, based off, just even apart from the podcast. And, you know, people come for you because people are, like, really socialized in the norm. They like what they feel is normal. Yeah. Oh. And me, and I'm a divergent person. I tend to think that that's not a label. I just tend to like go against certain things that are considered normal because I just don't like certain things.
I think
that certain things should evolve.
It's because we've diverted from normal. That is why you think you are actually going against everything normal. No, you know, the thing is, normal is when a female tends to see a male, and then the female has to understand, like, it is, you know, it is in the nature of, of a female to always ask, yeah, we understand that. Do you understand? Like, we understand that. But it's also in the nature of a female to also understand that a man is a lot of things. Do you understand? Like, a man is a lot of things. And then that's because the society has demanded us to do this. And we are getting up to the responsibility. You know what I would say the problem of the females are presently is that they have less expectations. Number one. You are nothing until you touch your inner self and say, this is not who I am. Apparently, Kylie Jenner would wear makeup, would do this, would do that, would do this. And then they call it face beat or something. And then people would say she's living her best life. Well, no comment though, but she's not, apparently, she's not. Do you get it? And then, you know, the reason why there is always avenue for making money all the time is because I think money covers our problems and our failures. Do you understand? Now, imagine a man that does not really know how to do much on bed. He has to take things that will help him to boost his whatever. Do you understand? And then imagine a female that people tend to say she's this, she's that, and then she's not worth being a female. She goes ahead to do the kayamata of everything. I think they call it but kayamata is the general word for it. So, and then, you know, all these things come as a obligation from the society. You feel you are obligated to these things. Have you sat down and searched your inner self? Like, come on, girl, you can change the world. And when I mean change the world, you don't see. Do you know something? You can't change the world when you are in opposition with the other gender. You can only change your gender. You cannot change the whole world. Now you want the world to see you in a different way. Take responsibility of being a female. And do you know what being a female is? Being a female is basically understanding the man, the male aspect, and then executing things. And also, but see, I think females are the avatar. You know what avatar is?
Yeah.
They keep the balance.
Well, I don't know. That sounds like a responsibility on a female now. And for me, I'm probably more against any kind of, oh, this is what a person should do because this is their gender. Now, that seems like, this is what a human should do. This is like our responsibility. I don't know, but I might not necessarily agree with that to like a certain extent.
Okay, if you don't agree, that means you've actually designed for uncertainties.
Yeah, I think that to a large extent, uncertainties are good, and I still want to like always frame the world to this thing where, okay, this has to be exact all the time, and I don't believe in that because it doesn't give that room for freedom.
Okay.
I like unbounded freedom.
Okay, if there are uncertainties, the world will not be where it is now, because
yeah, the world will not be where it is, but like certain things might be exact. But certain things should flow with that uncertainty.
No. That is where the problem comes in. Now, if you feel certain things should come with uncertainties and then certain things should be exact, then what are those certain things? Well, do you understand? Because you have to tell everybody what should come with uncertainties. Do you understand? You know, female wants the male to be protective, to be provider, and then they want from us. Do you understand? Like, they want from us. And then male don't like asking, what are you here to offer me? I think the question that started getting rampant these days. But on a normal ground, you shouldn't, I don't think the question should actually exist, because because it is like we have you have your responsibilities laid down for you. You cover the gaps, and then it's
yeah. These responsibilities we talk about the what I expected of.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is something that I battle with. Just like I don't want somebody to tell me I have a responsibility based on. Of course, I have responsibilities as a person, and these are responsibilities I probably based off of the choices I made. But like a responsibility given to me by society, and like this is what I'm supposed to do because I don't bend to that side.
And that's the traditional man, and you cannot change the traditional man because the ninth. Well, let me use the word because the 15th century was this, and the 21st century is this. Does not make the responsibility of a man change. You know, once you have these things cut out for you, you would see. I would basically say the world will be free of less problems. Do you understand? And you know, do you know the reason why a man will rape a woman is because does not his responsibility. He didn't know his responsibility, because a man should see a female and protect the female. It is a natural. It is biological that says the male is the stronger vessel. And the female is the weaker vessel. And this is no insult to females. You understand? But it comes this way. And then you can't change these things. Do you understand? And then a man would see a female and also take advantage of that female. That is where we can have issues. I was reading something on Twitter about, someone was talking about masculinity and then masculine toxic nature and all of that. And then the person was actually saying there is nothing really like the masculine toxic nature or something. And then one female came on the comment section and said, okay, my mom started a kerosene business. I would say it according to how I read it. But probably I can rephrase it more like, my mom started a kerosene business. And then my dad saw it was booming. So he started, okay, let me use the word, it started booming. And then my dad said it was booming, and he burns down the kerosene business. And then she came on Twitter to say that is masculine toxic. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, that is your family's problem, not the whole world's problem. You cannot say because your dad did this. That's how other men are doing. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They are better. I read something on Instagram. See, you know, male are the ones with the most suicidal thoughts, and the male are the ones that commit suicide the most. And that's because, you know, females, because the other gender, which I know of, is the female gender. And then the females tend to say that the male are the stronger gender, so they need to kill their emotions. When did that start? Well, it has been in institution since, but still, I feel that is bad, because, I think that's the foundation of where females start thinking that the male should step down for the females to take over. It is because you're not taking responsibility. Do you know the reason why the first person to go to the moon was a man? It was because it was a man that took responsibility. The other females were scared. Do you understand? If you could actually have someone, you know something, do it like this. Now, don't see yourself in competition. Don't see yourself in competition with a man. See yourself as a female and a female alone, and then you can do other things. No matter what you're doing, do you understand? Try and do it. If you can achieve it, no problem. If you can't, it is also no problem. It doesn't make you less of a gender, and it doesn't make you weaker. Do you understand? But you know, something is. I read something online. And then I was truth. Do you know I was truth? Because that same thing, if a man should do it, how many people will hear of it? You bought a house in Ireland, you bought a Range Rover, and then everybody is hearing of, no, now we are better off that. Do you know how many men are making millions in their roof? I met an Igbo man. The guy is still in a self-con, and then he's controlling. If you see the amount he counts in his backyard, let me use that word. And then nobody knows about these things. But because, you know, that is not the peak of your achievement. You can change the way the world sees you. You understand? Not you. The thing is, there are other female aspects that believe females should be who they are, and there is another female aspect that wants the man, wants the male to call them male. And then where do you want to put the male gender? That is why we have to cut out responsibilities for each other. You know, alternatives are bad, like very, very bad. Just like you saying you are standing in the middle. I was arguing with a friend one, and then the friend was like, they don't like neutrality, because in your mind, you are actually picking something, but you are coming out. But when I say that I don't like neutrality, I mean what is within you, what is inside you, what you know it is. Do you understand?
I think it depends on choice, and everybody should be able to like live what they want to live. Like, if you want to be exact and be traditional, sure, go ahead. You want to be, you want to do things certain way that like social norm. Then fine. Although there'll cause a lot of conflict.
Is what I'm trying to say.
Let's see how it goes. So one thing I'm thinking about is, because there's something we're talking about based off of society, like the way the world is going, we tend to spend more social platforms. Real new technologies coming, like the metaverse.
More time on the internet.
Virtual
space.
So, and this is really important. Really important. Because something I was saying in another podcast, that check a blue check mark or Instagram means so much to people. These things have no real life value. But that social validation is a lot.
Well, I think people are now attaching these things to the physical value now.
Yeah. But here's what I'm going to say. Like, you think that in the future, do you foresee any problem us being more virtual than real?
There are already problems. I just want to deny that fact. And then this problem is from our generation. You know, I used to think the former generation was had issues, but actually I later found out that this generation will be worse. You know, the thing is not about correcting what the former generation has done. It's about being better. And they're not making much mistakes. Do you understand? Virtual and reality. I don't think virtual should really affect your reality. Do you understand? You know, when Facebook introduced the metaverse, they said you can go to work in the metaverse. You can apparently have a date in the metaverse. I think you can see yourself as the president of Nigeria in the metaverse. Do you know all these things? And then you basically know at some point that these things are not real. Once you are out of that metaverse. And then once it comes to reality, come on, be better. Do you understand? So now, I was talking about this generation. We are good at making money. Yes, I can't deny that fact. And then I think I love that fact about this generation. But I think we are not also accountable. And this accountability is a lot of problem. Accountable to who exactly? I think people is asking that question. Who should I be accountable to? I am a sovereign person and this and that. Well, except you want to deny the fact that the world's opinion matter. And because the world opinion is fucked up now, let me use that word, sorry. Because the world opinion is fucked up now does not mean you're a better person. I was reading something and then the person was saying, you're not a bad bitch. You're just insolent, trying to cover up your life with so. It's at some point it is true. When did the word bad bitch become boss bitch? Well, you could actually use something better, probably a better language, if I can say. But back to what I was trying to say. This generation is making a lot of mistakes, and then it's going to extend to the other generation, and then they will cause us for doing this mistake. I mean, I don't mean you're going to lay curse or something, but they will complain. Because, you know, once you have, you know, once you have these things laid down, it's just like you, it's just like saying now you have this generation and then they will tell you, don't judge me. Oh, when did that start? Apparently, your parents, I was telling my friend this morning, he was narrating his ordeal to me about when he was in secondary school and then his parents and all of that. And I was like, every African parent will judge you before you even say what is in your mind. Yeah, they made that mistake. They eat a lot of things from us. And that is what is actually causing this problem now. They eat a lot of things from us. Like, you hiding the fact that once a child goes to university, it's going to have sex. It's bad. You know something I realized is, you know, people do this out of fear and out of the fact that they've not actually experienced this thing. You understand? And then once you start doing it and then you like it, or you don't even know how to get out, there is going to be a problem. Do you understand? So we need to be accountable to each other. And when I mean accountable, I don't mean that is where balance comes in. Balance is, you see, you know, once you live a life, once you are in life, once you are on earth, do you understand? There are some things that you have to do that might be excess. That's where balance comes in. Now, balance simply means you put things in place. How do you relate with people? When you set a boundary to people, do you understand? When you set a boundary, do you understand? And also at the same time, once you see something that is wrong, you don't condone it. Do you understand? Because you don't want to be accountable, that is why you are telling other people not to judge people. Let them live their life. Apparently, I used to tell people this. You don't have a life of your own. For anything. You are living a life of should I say cumulative life. What you've seen from one person, you pick it, another person you pick it, you another person you pick it, and then you sum it up to say it is your life. Well, you might not understand that yet because you are still thinking right now that you are living your life. And then apparently it comes in shock.
Yeah. I think what you're saying is correct. Usually a template that people follow and say is
it's a template. You know, for you to say you are living your life of your own is a template. Because that is what is rampant now. You understand? And I tell people, for you to tell me that I'm judging you, you must have judged me also. For you to tell me that I'm judging you, you must have judged me that I'm judgmental. Do you understand? So let's call this whole crap of trying to hide behind some kind of civilization or something. Do you understand? Man has to be accountable. Do you understand? And that is where the advent of laws came in. Laws. You understand?
Yeah.
Laws keep you in check. And apart from the natural laws you have, you should be able to create an anchor. Do you know what an anchor is? Once you actually, you can actually tie your behavior to something, you hacked right. I used to tell people I'm not perfect, but I know the way to perfection. Do you understand? I can never be perfect, but I know the way to perfection. Because humans, we are so short-lived that we can't achieve everything we want to achieve. So how do I want to achieve perfection? Do you understand? And then I met with a Christian brother and he was telling me the only way you can achieve perfection is when you walk in Christ. And I think the Bible has that, walk before me and be blameless. How is that possible? Well, that's the Bible. That's the Bible's claim. Do you understand? And then, because we are not perfect, do you understand? We should try and walk towards perfection. Do you understand? And then once we understand that we have to walk towards perfection, do you understand? We build ourselves. Do you understand? It is not only, we don't only have to support people with money. Do you understand? We just have to support people with money. I think that's the only thing people say as help now. I can help you avoid a lot of life mistakes. Like marrying the wrong girl. Or even getting married at all. Or making the wrong choices. You understand? Apparently, I saved someone from lifetime debt after I told him to get off from island and stop living his life to please people. Apparently, he felt like he was not pleasing people. But he is. you know, apparently you're not making $5 million in a year, and then you're staying on the island. The rent costs like $2.5-2 million, as I know of. And then you spend all that, you are apparently spend on other things, and then you know things are really expensive there. And then you apparently see you're only moving in circles, because what? You think that is what is making you feel better. No, it's what is making the world feel better. See, what will make you feel better is when you minimize your spendings. Do you understand? For example, you minimize your spendings and you apply wisdom. Do you understand? Wisdom is relative though, but still, there are still some basic things that we are missing out. And then that is a lot of things. Even apparently, you know, when I came here today, I was planning on saying something different. Like, I was planning on attacking the whole world. But you cannot be in battle with the whole world. You can never win. You understand? And then that is why you have to love people that still do against things. You know, I used to tell people, you say, I don't like him because he does this. That is what is causing problem. Because you don't want to tell him, you actually have to let him go. Oh, at times, you just have to tell him, okay, this is not what I want. And then people can keep on going together. It's no more than that. Do you understand? It's not more than that. You don't have to. Apparently, you say you see his match. Oh, you see his match. You know his match will only encourage him or egg him on to do that thing. And then that will amount to something big. And then those are the kind of people that will come online and they'll tell you, they can. Have you seen an intelligent person with bad claim?
Bad claim. Yeah. People could have bad, even if they're intelligent or not.
And then once you see someone that is intelligent that has bad claims, if you're not intelligent, you can't tackle the person.
Yeah, probably. You probably have.
And then I met this guy, and then this guy was telling me people don't think. Is that true?
People think, but people probably don't think independent. They don't think for themselves.
Oh, wow. I think you are the first person I'm hearing that is saying this. People don't think independently. You know, it's a lot of things for you to actually make decisions on your own. And there's a lot of things that you actually make decisions affected by someone. Do you understand? Now, I was looking at people. And then because they are so drenched in saying, I don't want you to tell me what to do. They do a lot of things. And then this person came to meet me one day on my WhatsApp, and he texted me and said, I wish to be like you, but I don't know how to. And I was like, what do you mean me? Or like, I see the world in a different way. Because everybody that is born into generation has a template. When did we start living on templates?
Yeah, templates are passed down from certain, you know, norms that people were socialized and the template is what you see manifest itself in everyday person. Like
there is a difference between socializing and a difference between when you are inculcating bad things. You understand? You understand what I'm trying to say? And then, you know, people used to ask me, what's my definition of bad? Well, bad is bad. Bad is what you are trying to justify. You know what I'm trying to say? You have all claims to justify it. What is making you so agitated to justify that then? Because if you basically feel it is, you don't need to justify it. Because let me tell you something. Once something is good to you, do you understand? You don't care about other claims. Just like saying, you have allergies now. Do you understand? And then when people tell you that, okay, your allergy is sweet and all of that, you will not say anything. Because you feel, you know, it's your allergy, and then you tend not to say anything. Do you understand? Because you are rest assured, you have this conviction that this thing is not good for me. Do you understand? So bad is bad. You know, something you are so hell bent on justifying, and I don't mean when it comes to law. Well, when it comes to law, you have to justify yourself, and then you prove yourself right or wrong. Do you understand? But I'm speaking of norms now. I'm speaking of the right and wrong we have out there. You know, once you are so hell-bent on justifying something, watch it. you should basically watch it, because why do you want other people to believe this thing?
Yeah, it's just like when you read a book and then you see something in a different way, and then you want every other person to read that. It's basically like that.
Yeah, my, you know, I met a girl, and then I was trying to impose my ideology on the girl, and then the girl burst out and saying, "You can't expect me to be like you." Did you get it? That is it. That is the thing. You know. Once you know something is good, you understand. You are doing something right. That is when you see the criticized pastors on Twitter or something. The pastors don't even tend to reply because they know they are serving a God that is greater than everybody. Do you understand? So they are only accountable to God and not people. Like yeah. if you met spiritual people, I don't think they really care. And that's why people see them as dogmatic.
Probably.
Yeah, because you know, one day they say you believe in something that is not real. Do you believe that? You believe in something that is not real?
I mean, what is real is what is real to them. So I don't really like to base my own argument on. I don't really like to delve into people's spiritual beliefs, because I just feel like it's your own thing. It's how you perceive the world, and if it's sweet for you, you should indulge yourself in it.
I think I'm not here for spirituality.
There's no harm. Yeah,
spirituality is a big topic on its own. And then I've been trying to actually I've spoken with a lot of spiritual people and understand that claim, and then it seems to all go well with me, you understand, because my life is not hard. You offend me, I forgive you, and then it's not easy to forget past it, but you know, yeah. I just tend to see you as that's who he is. I will tell him what it is bad, and apparently sure. Will not. Do you understand? So, and then just to cut the long story short, I would love to have another episode, Percy, and then I would love to explain my basic more views though about what the world like. You know, I would love to go into some aspects. Probably it can be ethics itself.
Yeah, yeah.
I understand.
On psychological and like ethical conversation.
Yeah, I would love that. I read a lot of philosophers.
Yeah, so there's one question I like to ask for like when I'm around. What's the meaning of life? I like to ask questions because they're interesting and I like to know people's. So what do you think is the meaning of life?
Well, life is life is life. And life is life is the reality. You understand? No, fantasy doesn't say life. Do you understand? Fantasy doesn't say life. But when you talk about true life, true meaning of life is once you are facing reality, you are facing things that are facing you. Do you understand? Your problems are facing you and you're facing them. Do you understand? So apparently life is what you say it is, per se, though. You understand? And then your view about life. You know, people's view about life is different. But according to me, life is... Once you are... Because apparently, this life is full of problems. You know, you encounter one problem or the other. So, well, like, once you encounter them, once you face it, and you conquer it, you didn't conquer it, it's still life. You conquer it, it's still life. Do you understand? So, not really much of a big deal like that.
Yeah, I like your perspective on that, and I think that it is warming. I mean, in fact, I say it's not a big deal. Yeah, it's been a light-hearted tone. Yeah, so if you want to talk about where people can find you, you give some interesting opinions. Maybe some people want to ask questions. Some people want to hear other opinions that you have on other things. Where can they reach you?
I'm not really a social person. I'm not weird. But I think on my Instagram, I think my Instagram is Black Folagin, BLACK then FOLAGIN, and then yeah, you can reach me on my Instagram. You can reach me via my email, timidiofolagin. That is timidio, then FOLAGIN@yahoo.com. I would love response. I think why I see myself as this is because I've listened to a lot of people, and then I think I've known a lot of people's claim, and then I can deduce from people's claim. I'm not trying to say I'm better, but I'm just trying to tell you. You understand? So you can actually message me. I love to know a lot of people's claim. If you're against what I'm saying today, please, let's talk. Like, I would love to talk with you. Like, even in extensive, you can actually have a call. You can have, you know, whatever you wish we could do. I'm open for it. I'm flexible. So let me know. My email and then my Instagram. So I think that's it.
Okay, sure. That's fine. I'll put your links in the description also. And yeah, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for sharing opinions. You gave a lot of
You're welcome.
And
you're
I
welcome.
Think it's something that people would ponder on.
And also, I'm working on this project of mine, personal project of mine. And the personal project is women in tech. Because I feel women represent excellence. And then whatever they actually put their hands in, it comes out excellently. So I would love, I would probably, if you want to know more about the event, you can actually get to my email or get to me through Instagram. So you can talk about that a lot. Because I'm looking for advocates. I would love to have feminists on the show. Like a lot of feminists. I'd love to have them a lot. So, but that is what I'm working on personally, presently now. And I'm hoping I should get started by January. I'm planning on taking it to different locations. And then that would be Ibadan, Abuja, Lagos, and then one place in the north, Kano. And then I was speaking with a delegate in Enugu. Doesn't seem like it will all go well in Enugu because I think their culture at this thing is actually thick. But I would still love to, if you can actually help me too, you can, that's no problem. So, but I'm working on that though. I'm letting it known to the world. So.
Yeah, sure, that's definitely cool. And it's something I would probably talk about when I'm giving an introduction for this podcast.
Yeah,
sure. You just send me a link. Or if anything, any more details, I'll add it to the description.
All right, no problem. Yeah, no
thanks
problem.
A lot.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the end. Don't forget to share. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new. Don't forget to follow or like on social media. Also, reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter at Hinted Neuron. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, be expecting my AMA episode, which will be out by the end of the year. I'll be doing an AMA episode, and you should also expect that. So, that's it for me this week. And until then, stay curious.